If you're ready to say goodbye to being a boss babe or hustling 24/7, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not growing a million-pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and Amazon best-selling author, known as the Queen of Easy Business because of my sensible and easy-to-implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. I want to do some real talk with you today. Thank you for joining me. And this is a little bit different here this week. I haven't recorded a podcast episode for about 6 weeks. I tend to batch them. And that's been an interesting period in my life and my business, I guess. And so there's a bit of a kind of change of pace maybe today. I want to just talk to you open and honestly as one business owner to another. And hopefully, I don't know, by sharing my experience, it will help you maybe not feel so alone, maybe feel, maybe feel a bit kind of empowered. Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping anyway. So let's see. That's my intention. So I wanted to talk to you about business being hard. And I know it kind of goes against the grain, that really, because my job as a coach, as a business mentor, as a supporter, is to, you know, give solutions and to answer questions and get rid of problems and all of those things. But sometimes, you know, sometimes that in itself is kind of hard, right? When you're the one who's always providing the positivity, what happens when you don't feel positive? Yeah, and that works for all of us in our business. If you're in a kind of coaching leadership kind of place, as I know so many of my listeners are actually, or even if you're just a business owner who has a product-based business and has to stay positive for your customers, you know, it's really hard. It is really hard sometimes if you don't feel like that inside. And that's not to say that you hate what you're doing, and it's not to say that. It's just that sometimes things are hard, right? We've been through a period, a challenging few years as business owners and as humans with the pandemic. You know, that just kind of absolutely knocked people for six when it happened. I'm not talking about the, you know, necessarily the illness itself, which is, you know, is obviously horrible for a lot of people. But I'm just talking about the kind of the way the world changed and the way business changed and the way life changed. And it was just so sudden. It was like, boom, you can't meet anyone, you can't go anywhere, you can't do this. And it's like, well, shit, how do we like live life then? And part of it, part of that time, I mean, for me, we just got married. We got married on the 29th of February in 2020. And we went on our honeymoon and it was a great big party that we had. And, you know, kind of like everybody's last hurrah, right? We went on our honeymoon and we had to come back a day early because flights were being cancelled. But we had no idea. We were right up in the Arctic Circle in north of Norway and Sweden. We didn't know what was kind of really going on back in the UK. And we came back and it was lockdown happened the following, like 3 days later or something. And it was, for us, it was like, oh, we've had that big party, we've had our honeymoon, let's just, you know, be together and get fat. And there was a kind of relief about it. But actually, I look back now and I can see a kind of trauma associated with it, I think, for everybody, you know, a worldwide trauma almost, because we weren't prepared for such big change. Whilst it was, for me and my then new husband, it was, you know, it's kind of nice. We hunkered down and all of that, and we both carried on working. There was just a certain pressure off. But even that massive change, you know, whether you embraced it or you lost everything, then it's still such a shift and such a change. And we still, even now, 3.5 years later, we're still kind of coming to terms with that, I think. But because we had two years probably of uncertainty, not necessarily financial, although I know financially it had a huge impact on a lot of people. But it was just that kind of change of life, right? It was like, can I make any plans? Can I not make any plans? Am I just relaxing forever in my loungewear? Or do I need to go out and see people? How easy is it going to be to go to the supermarket today? What are the rules now? And all of that was, you know, it's kind of a lot when you look back and you think we just had to cope, right? We all just had to cope. And then you throw in that trying to run a business as well, and trying to run a business potentially where you just simply could not operate, which happened for a lot of people. So you might have lost, you know, you might have lost your business or had to just adapt it, or you might have been able to continue, but in these weird, new, unsure circumstances you were living in. And I think that still is having an impact. Okay. I think there's still a tiredness hanging around. And I think there's kind of a, almost not a conscious thought, but right, is this how it is now? Is this how the world is now? And I guess we came out of COVID, and then there's the cost of living crisis, which even if you weren't impacted by it, you were impacted by it because it's what's been spoken about. And so it makes you wonder, you know, even if your business is still thriving, there's the questions of, okay, my bills are going up, therefore perhaps don't have as much left at the end of the month, or will my clients still be able to pay me if they're impacted? So we've almost lurched from like trauma to trauma, and just had to keep going. And I think it comes to a point where that's kind of hard. You know, it's hard to just keep going and pretend that everything is okay. And I guess that's kind of what I want to talk about really today, is that, you know, that's all okay. And I absolutely think that I have been feeling that, and I'm feeling that too, for sure. And then for me, you throw in a kind of surprise autism diagnosis as well. And it just feels like a lot to cope with, right? It's a lot for us, you know, for me personally to deal with, and it's all things are a lot for people to deal with. And when we own our own business, we don't, you know, or you're in a senior leadership role, because I know I have a few people who are employed who listen to this. Hi, welcome. It's just kind of a lot to deal with. And we just keep putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward and trying to grow and trying to do new things and trying to earn more money and all of the, you know, get more clients, all of the things that we do, but we don't always appreciate or think about how we are impacted until it's becoming to be too late, right? And I think for me, certainly, the, you know, that pressure, that feeling has, you know, it's reached a kind of, I'm not going to say crisis point, but it's reached, you know, the pimple's got a head on it, right? Which is such a disgusting way of thinking about it. You understand, you know, something's ready to pop, but it's not popped yet. And so for me, I've kind of had to change things. And the fact that I, like I said at the start, I haven't recorded a podcast episode for 6 weeks or so, is really telling, because I love doing this podcast. It's one thing in my business that I really just thoroughly enjoy, and that I get positive feedback from, and just seems to build relationships. I love it. But the fact that I haven't recorded one, and two of the episodes that I have recorded, I've shelved. They're not going out. I think just kind of demonstrates to me that things need to shift and need to change, right? And I need to do something differently. And whatever that is, I mean, I don't know yet. I haven't formulated yet, but talking it through is helpful. And even recording this podcast episode, if I can help you by sharing my own experience and offering some kind of thoughts on how you might be feeling too, underneath, you know, that kind of tiredness underneath, then that's great. Then that makes me very happy to know that I might be able to help you by sharing kind of what I'm going through. And it's not a woe is me at all. It's just a, all right, this is where we are at the minute. Okay, what are we going to do about that then? And so when business gets hard or is hard, there are some things that I do and have done, because this ain't the first time this has happened, right? I've been in business for nearly 12 years. And I look back and there are, you know, when I built up my team, that kind of became too much of a pressure for me because I didn't have the support structure of being a manager in an organization. I was the manager and making all the decisions and earning all the money and all of that. So it, you know, that I ended up giving that all up and going back to working on my own. So I've kind of been through this, do we call it burnout? I don't know, maybe, but this kind of blip a few times in my business career. And one time, the last time actually that I really recall it was 5.5 years ago, and I decided I was going to give up my business. And I don't know how much I've talked about this actually, but I decided I was going to give up my business. And I, because it just, I don't know, it kind of just got too much. And the thing for me is the self-promotion. That's that kind of, I always find that really hard. I'm not a naturally extroverted person. I'm an introverted person. I like working behind the scenes. I like talking directly to people and making a difference. I don't like shouting about stuff. I just don't enjoy it. So I'd got to the point where I'd kind of, I felt the same, right? It all kind of got a bit much. And so I actually put a post on Facebook, my personal Facebook, to say, I'm not doing it anymore. And that led to two really lucrative contracts that I did for two or three years, which was great, which actually kind of went into the pandemic. And then, was that 2015? Anyway, the years don't add up, but might be 2017. And yes, 2017 it was, because it went into the pandemic and led, you know, kind of got me through that. And then I set up my online group program and changed my business along there. But it's interesting how when you kind of say out loud how you're feeling, that it's almost like the universe hears you and gives you something else that kind of fits. So my reason for telling you that was that it, you know, people don't judge the way that we think they might. So by being the one who always provides support, you know, if you're a coach or a consultant or a leader in a business or the one who has to be shiny for your customers, you know, it's not always seen as a negative. And my experience is that it's never seen as a negative to share that you're finding things tough, because people resonate, because we are all people, right? And we all like the people, for the most part, we like the people that we work with and who we buy from. And so we want to know that they're kind of okay. So by sharing how you feel and what you think can actually be the easiest way to kind of come out of it. And it might not always be the way that you think, because like I say, it was 2017. So 2015 was when I made all my staff redundant and made a switch. 2017 was when I said, not so sure about this anymore, and got a couple of contracts as a result. So I still felt self-employed, and it led to all sorts of interesting things. So twice I've kind of done that. And what I've done recently is I've made a really conscious effort to talk to people and just to tell people how I feel. And I don't mean like strangers in the street. I mean in a constructive way. And a lot of this has come out of my autism diagnosis, because I'm trying to work out how that fits into my life and how I need to live my life differently as well. But I've made a conscious effort to talk to people, and I've actually got quite a good network of people. I'm quite fortunate. I think of myself as a loner, and I think that I don't really have many friends, bar a couple of really lovely close friends who never judge and are always supportive. But other than that, I never feel like I have a close group of friends. I know a lot of people, but actually when I start to look at it, I've got a lot of really good business buddies, business friends. And I might not talk to them from one year to the next sometimes, but actually we've got this common thing and we really care about each other and we really understand each other. And I feel very fortunate for that. And I have tapped into that recently. So I responded to a post that someone put on Facebook to say, thinking of getting some business owners together for a lunch, do you want to do it? And I'm like, All right, then. And this was someone that I didn't know particularly well. So I didn't. Last week at the time of recording, we had the lunch, and it was really nice to just be in a room. There were 9 of us, I think, all together. We were all business owners. And we just went for lunch. And there was no agenda other than that. And some of them were incredibly successful people, and some actually had businesses as well as jobs. So it was right either end of the business spectrum there. But it didn't matter. And nobody was running it. So nobody had to kind of, you know, perform or deliver. We just ate a really nice lunch and we just chatted about our businesses and giggled a bit. And it was great. And it was really healthy. And so that's the kind of thing that you might be able to do. You know, just does anybody fancy getting together for a cup of tea or something? And people often will, because that support network, that casual support network, kind of doesn't really exist in the same way. There's lots of networking, which is amazing and a great way to meet people, and lots of support can come from that. But there's an agenda to it, right? There's an agenda to it in that you're going because you want to grow and develop your business. But if you just meet people, for a cup of tea, then often so much incredible magic can happen. So I did that. And then the following day, I actually went for lunch with a friend of mine who I first met at a entrepreneurs network that we both part of, 10, 11 years ago. So we've known each other for a long time. And we had a period of about 7 or 8 years, I think, when we weren't really in touch. And the only time we'd seen each other was in the States conference. But recently we've seen each other a few times because I've moved to be nearer and all that. And we went for lunch I just said, right, this is how I'm feeling. This is what isn't fitting. This is what I'm not sure about. This is, you know, help me. we talked about our businesses and our struggles, and it was really, really productive because I got a dose of truth talk from him. And sometimes you kind of need that. You need the person who's like, right, just cut all the crap. This is, why are you doing this? Or, you know, that's really helpful. And I know that people have said to me hundreds of people have said to me over the years that my coaching is, and my training is very, very to the point and very kind of say it how it is. And I realise now that that's an autistic trait, but also that's a positive because you know where you are, right? And a client said to me that the first time she met me, she came on a social media workshop that I was running years ago now. She's been a client very recently though, and she said the one thing that I took from that was she said to me, should I be on Twitter? And I said to her, no, you didn't need to bother with that, and we just moved on. And she said that, and I just said it so plainly and so bluntly as that, and she said she'd never forgotten that. And I said she became a one-to-one client very recently. And sometimes that's just what people need to hear, right? Just the no. And you think, oh yeah, no, okay, you're absolutely right there. And that's it. You almost just need the permission to do what it was you were thinking anyway. So my lunch was extremely helpful. And I've also had some EFT tapping sessions with the amazing Jackie ACRE. She is, you'll find her on Instagram. She's incredible. If you're one of my email subscribers, then you know that I've talked about Jackie before. She's superb. And I find the tapping, the EFT, just kind of really helpful. Also, it's talking through stuff, but it's actually a kind of pattern interrupt. It's a kind of, it just helps me to not get quite so lost in my head, which is an easy place to get lost in. It's like the deepest, darkest forest you can possibly imagine, and it's easy to get lost in. So talking to people has been hugely helpful for me, just to get stuff out of my head and to to get someone else's opinion, but not in a I don't know what I'm doing, please just help me, but in a what do you think about, you know me, what do you think about this? Well, how do you see things from your perspective? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I do with my clients as well, really. A lot of it is just people getting things out of their head and me offering support and guidance on that, or just telling them, nope, Nope, let's not go down that path. So it isn't necessarily anything more complicated than that, what I do for people. And I don't say that to be disparaging of the skills and experience I've got, but just that we need people to talk to. Nobody can function entirely on their own. And the more time you spend on your own, the more you do get lost in your own head. And it's time that we all gave ourselves a bit more grace and just said, do you know what? I'm feeling really meh and I don't know quite why. Can I just talk to you? And, you know, people are often, like I say, meet a business friend for lunch, but a business friend is often, or somebody who kind of gets it, is often more productive than somebody who doesn't get it. You know, like if I tried to talk to my parents, they wouldn't understand, right? Because they're in a different, no disrespect, but they're in a different world and a different generation and everything. So kind of choose the right person or speak to a therapist or get some EFT tapping, coaching with somebody like Jackie, or speak to a like-minded business coach. You know, I mean, my Instagram DMs are always open if you want to send me a message and just say, I feel really shit today and I don't know why. And, you know, we can kind of work this out between us. And I think that there is a huge power in just talking to people, talking to the right people and getting support. And you can also take proactive action as well. So for me at the moment, I have actively taken a step back from social media. Social media has always been a huge part of my business. Huge. I mean, I taught it for years. So it's always been a huge part. But it's also something that can be kind of damaging, I think. Not only the doom scrolling, right? Which is, you know, what happened to Wednesday? Well, spent that scrolling on Instagram. The doom scrolling exists, but also seeing so many people launching things or telling you how amazing they are and how shiny everything is in their life. And here I am drinking champagne and, oh, I helped a client achieve a 30 grand launch over the weekend. And, you know, it's okay if that triggers you and it's okay if you just want to go off. You know, that's okay. That's a human feeling, particularly if you are feeling a bit kind of meh, right? Or down in the dumps, or your business isn't going the way you want it to be, or there's a disconnect, or you're just finding it hard and you're just tired, okay? It's okay to not engage with people who are super positive and super shiny. That's okay. And it's okay to step away from posting on social media as well. Because if you're in a place where you're not able to, I don't know, and you're not able to kind of really say what you think or feel because you think you've got to be shiny and positive all the time, what you're going to be sharing is not going to be right, is it? I mean, it's not going to make you feel great and it's not going to resonate with anybody. And, you know, it's okay to step away and it's okay to just say, do you know what, I'm feeling a bit rubbish at the minute, so I'm just going to have a bit of a break. And I bet you, if you posted that, you'll get more engagement than you do on the normal stuff that you post because it resonates. Because it absolutely resonates, particularly in this weird kind of how do we live our life post-pandemic, mid-cost of living crisis, whatever world that we're trying to find our way in. It's all okay, and I just feel that we need to kind of say this. We need to normalize this feeling of just. Not struggling, because that's not the right word, but just feeling tired and wondering if what you're doing is right, is the right direction. And it may absolutely be, and you may just need to have lunch with a friend and everything's okay again. Or maybe you need to shift and pivot. Maybe you need to do something completely differently. Or maybe you just need some time off. You know, maybe you just need to take a few days off to sleep, to put the fun back into what you're doing. Because certainly for me, that's something that I'm absolutely guilty of, because I'm a problem solver by nature. I love it. Every job I've ever had, I like to walk into kind of a mess and sort it out. And that's hugely, hugely satisfying for me. And that's why I love doing my client work, because you know, every question or every problem is something that I can solve and give a solution to. But I also can, and I'm great at it, you know, I will have answers that you'd not even thought of that will be brilliant and will be the quickest and most efficient way to get where you want to go. But I also can slip into treating my business like a problem that I need to solve. And that, for me, results in buying endless courses or working with coaches who, you know, I possibly have more experience and know more than them. Not to say that that can't help, but, you know, perhaps looking for solutions that I don't need to look for because my business isn't a problem to solve. It's a journey to enjoy. And I know that that is something that I sometimes forget. And I'm sharing that with you today because it might resonate and it might help you. So sharing all my vulnerabilities here today, folks. And by actually enjoying everything more and just going with the flow and having a lot more fun would bring about more success. Because it's just, you know, the more you enjoy something, the better it goes and the more it snowballs and all of that. So it's how you approach your own business and how you look at it in terms as an entity, I think could perhaps be the shift that you need. And then you can talk to someone, you can talk to me, you can talk to a friend, you can talk to, you know, a therapist, whoever you need to talk to. Then, and actually that might be the thing to help kind of, I don't know, unlock whatever needs unlocking and shift whatever you're feeling to the way that you want to feel. Yeah. And there's never a wrong or right with this. And I just want to kind of finish off by saying that you are a human and humans, you know, we're complex people. And whatever you're feeling now is absolutely valid. And never think that whatever questions you've got are silly questions or ideas you've got are silly ideas, or the fact that you're just feeling a bit meh and you've been feeling like that for a while, that isn't a valid way to feel, because it absolutely is. And if we all pull together, then we'll all feel better and we can all move forward and make the world a better place together. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. Thank you for listening. I've enjoyed sharing this, actually. Maybe I'll do more Therapy with Libby episodes. But if there's ever anything that you want to talk to me about or anything that you want me to record a podcast episode about, please just let me know. Instagram is the best place to get hold of me. I'm at Libby Langley, but you can find me all over the internet. You know, just search for Libby Langley and you'll find me. And I'd love to hear from you, as ever, I always do. So thanks ever so much, and I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.